Welcome to another PI World podcast. This is an audio-only version offered as another way to enjoy our great content. A full video version can be seen on piworld.co.uk, where you can find many more videos of interest to investors. I'm here today with Patrick Maloney, CEO of Litigation Capital Management, to discuss their 2021 interim results. Patrick, could you outline the key highlights of the results?
So during the first half of this financial year, LCM's made tremendous advances in terms of building scale. So first, with respect to our third-party pool of capital, which we manage as asset managers, we had committed 64% of that fund at 31 December. And by the time of this presentation, we've committed that to 70%, with the first resolution in respect of that fund being received shortly after the end of the half financial year. We generated a gross revenue during the period of $8.1 million, which includes the resolution of two single case investments, as well as two investments in our acquisition of claims strategy. Applications during the period have increased 5% to 266 compared to the same period in the prior year of 253, which is a tremendous achievement given the circumstances facing the world given COVID. Shortly after the end of the interim period, we secured a credit facility of $50 million US dollars, which supplements LCM's balance sheet capital and provides us with a far more flexible capital structure in which to operate our business. That'll enable us not only to increase our portfolio of direct investments, but also build on our asset management business. Capital invested during the relevant period was up 116% to $40 million compared to $18.4 million for the same period the prior year. Capital committed was again up, a further $67 million committed during the six-month period ending 31 December, representing an increase of 134% on the same period, demonstrating tremendous growth in LCM's portfolio. We achieved all of that whilst also maintaining our performance metrics. So we've reached a point where we've got 9.5 years now of metrics in respect of every single investment LCM has entered into during that period. And that has generated an internal rate of return to LCM of 78% and a return on invested capital of 135%. In terms of building scale generally, what I would emphasize is that in circumstances where LCM continues to increase the number of applications period on period, increase the committed capital, and increase the capital invested, that will necessarily lead to an increase in assets under management. And provided LCM continues to maintain a high performance level, as we have over the last 9.5 years, that will translate into future profits for the company.
And can you provide more details of the financial performance?
So the financial performance of LCM to 31 December saw, excluding revenue earned by the third-party fund, a gross revenue of $7.7 million, generating a gross profit of $5 million, and after adjustments before tax, a loss of $600,000. So we sustained a statutory loss for the half-year period of $1.2 million. Now, what is important for investors to appreciate is that LCM accounts for revenue only when that revenue is actually earned and received. So in LCM's revenue line, there's no unearned profits that have been accounted for before they've yet been received. Now, the consequence of counting in such a conservative fashion is that from time to time, LCM's revenue line will appear slightly lumpy. That should not be a matter of concern for investors. And what is far more important is to look over the long period in the entire financial year and the performance of our investments more generally. Another important feature of LCM's portfolio of investments currently is the individual investment's maturity. Now, if we look at LCM's performance again over the last 9.5 years, the average time to completion or maturity of individual investments has been 27 months. Now, if we look at the maturity of LCM's overall portfolio, one will observe that 17 of our individual investments fall right on the cusp of the 27-month period. Seven of those investments have gone just over that period, and two of those investments are further out in that period. Now, what that tells us is that LCM's portfolio of investments is mature, and we're coming into a period where we should expect that there will be significant realizations across that portfolio. And most importantly, those realizations are from LCM's direct portfolio, where LCM is funding 100% of the capital commitment, and as such is entitled to 100% of the financial metrics which are generated out of those investments. So we are moving into a period where investors should expect that revenue should increase with the maturity of LCM's portfolio of direct investments.
And can you tell us more about the challenges of the current market?
Yes, so LCM, like many other businesses operating globally, met some challenges throughout not only the last 6 months, but the entire year for 2020. Those challenges, I suppose, were most pronounced in delays through the court system. Those delays were different in different jurisdictions, but if we look at the maturity generally of our investments across our entire portfolio, one would observe that they are pushing out by about sort of 4 to 6 months as a general proposition. Now, beyond that, I don't think that the conditions globally will affect the profitability of those investments in any way, but it is pushing them out slightly, and we can see that evident that they're taking slightly longer than our average time to completion of 27 months. Global instability in terms of economies generally brings with it an opportunity for LCM. The market conditions which we're experiencing across global economies has a tendency to drive corporations to look for alternatives in respect of business which is other than core. And that includes how they fund their disputes. Now, that is evidenced by a 68% increase in the applications that LCM has received from corporate clients compared to the same period last year. Moving on to 12 to 18 months out from where we're at now, there's an expectation from the whole industry, including LCM, that there'll be an increase in insolvency-related disputes, bankruptcy-related disputes, and restructuring disputes. That seems to be an inevitable result of the economic instability and turmoil which is being faced across global economies. That will probably resonate in applications being available to us in about 12 to 18 months and then should last for many years thereafter.
What should investors expect from LCM in the year ahead?
The securing of our $50 million US capital facility places LCM in a really strong position to build upon our portfolio of direct investments, but not only that, but able to build our asset management business. Those two business models that LCM operates, namely the asset management and the direct investments, are intrinsically linked together because we co-fund each and every investment opportunity as between the third-party managed funds and LCM's balance sheet. And through that, equity investors get to participate in the full economic advantage of that part of the co-investment. We should expect to see an increase in applications from our strategic alliances with global law firms. We've worked hard during the COVID period to innovate those relationships and build upon those relationships. We also should see an increased demand for LCM's capital coming from its corporate clients. And that's really driven by the instability and the uncertainty in global economies and global markets. We've already seen that increase during the calendar year 2020 with an increased number of applications from corporates. 12 to 18 months out, we are expecting to see an increase in solvency and restructuring disputes, which LCM is incredibly well placed to take advantage of for two reasons. Firstly, LCM has tremendous experience in funding investments and disputes coming out of insolvency and restructuring. And secondly, given the length of time that we have been in the market, we have very strong and deep relationships with referral sources from that sector. And finally, over the next 12 to 18 months, we expect to see a larger number of LCM's direct investments come to maturity. And through that, that will increase LCM's revenue line. So LCM feels really pleased with the achievements throughout the year, building scale, and we see the future as being incredibly bright.
PI World videos and podcasts are for general information and interest. They do not constitute any kind of recommendation or inducement to buy shares of any company. PI World is not offering any kind of financial advice, and nothing in our material should be taken as such.